Glory to God. I'm going to speak just for a few minutes on God's good news. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came to proclaim the gospel, and the term gospel in the original language just means good news. So we have good news this morning. It's over 2,000 years old, but it's as new today as it was the first day it was ever preached. And I was thinking as I was preparing for today about Elizabeth City being a port city. We're on the water, and there's, you know, through the history of Elizabeth City, there's been a lot of trade going through these waters on the way up to Virginia and on the way out to sea. And I thought of another ancient port city in the Bible called Joppa. In the Old Testament, there was a prophet named Jonah who sailed from Joppa. He had a word from the Lord to go preach the gospel to an evil city called Nineveh. But he disobeyed the Lord, and he went the opposite direction. But God caused a storm to happen and had his way with the prophet Jonah, to where Jonah was thrown overboard, swallowed by a whale, and then spit up on the shores where he was supposed to go. And so he went and obeyed the Lord and delivered the message. Some centuries later, there was another man in that same port city of Joppa who was praying on a rooftop. His name was Peter. He had been a disciple of Jesus. He had walked with Jesus. He had eaten with Jesus. He had seen the resurrected Jesus. And he was on a rooftop praying in that same port city of Joppa. And he received a vision from the Lord. And the Lord showed him a great sheet spread out from heaven. And there was all type of animals on that sheet. And being an observant, devout Jew, there were animals on that sheet that he shouldn't eat. They were unclean. But a voice spoke to him and said, slay and eat, or kill and eat, Peter. And he said, Lord, I can't do this. I've been a Jew my whole life, and I've never tasted of things like this. And God was showing him a prophetic vision that he was getting ready to share the good news to people other than the Jews. And lo and behold, a knock came at his door the same day, and it was from two men from a neighboring town. And they had been sent by a man named Cornelius, who was an Italian, not a Jew. And they asked him to come because Cornelius had been visited by an angel. And so Peter went with these men, I think reluctantly. So he took a whole group of folks with him as witnesses. And Peter went to that house of Cornelius, the Italian. And that day he preached the good news. And as he was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell. You know, this is Pentecost Sunday. And that day as he was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon the non-Jewish crowd gathered in that house. And he was amazed. Those with him were amazed that the Holy Spirit was poured out on people who weren't Jews. You know something? The gospel, or God's good news, is for everybody. I said God's good news is for everybody. Jew and Gentile, black and white, rich and poor, foreign or native, God's good news is for everybody this morning. And as Peter was preaching, he preached this message, and I wanted to read just a few verses from it. He opened his mouth and he told that crowd, he said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin. This is an encapsulated form of the good news. And I want to point out just a few points of this, and then we're going to pray for you who have needs here this morning. First of all, he said God shows no favoritism. The gospel is good news for everybody, and God shows no favoritism. God loves you no matter where you come from. God loves you no matter your past. God loves you no matter what trials you've been through in your life. God loves you no matter where you're at right now in your life. Hallelujah. If you're confused, if you're depressed, if you're oppressed, if you're anxious, if you're troubled, if you're addicted, God loves you. He shows no favoritism. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God shows no partialities. I've experienced in my life God's blessing in many different ways. I've preached in the Middle East to Maronite Catholics on the island of Cyprus. I've ministered in gypsy villages in the remains of the Russian Empire. I've preached to the Amerindians in the South American villages. I've preached in Eastern Europe to immigrants coming to America in the inner city of Chicago. I've preached to the wealthy suburbs of Washington, D.C. I've preached to the hillbillies in Virginia. I've preached to the farmers in Weeksville, North Carolina. Hallelujah. And I've learned one thing. God's the same God all over the world, and he's the same God to all people. And I've seen him bless those who call upon his name. I've seen him pour out his spirit on those who call upon his name. How many people do we have here who have flesh and blood? Come on, if you're flesh and blood, raise your hand. Well, he said in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Black flesh, Hispanic flesh, Asian flesh. Hallelujah, all flesh. You're a candidate for the move of God this morning. Can you raise your hand with me and say, Lord, I'm a candidate for your move this morning. God shows no partiality. The second thing Peter said is that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. The problem with the world is not God. The problem with the world is sin and Satan and a fallen humanity. And I'm telling you what, I'm not blaming God for all the problems in the world, because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, the Bible says. Jesus came as the antidote to the world's wickedness. No matter what you've been through, maybe you've lost loved ones, maybe you've been through tragedy, maybe you've questioned God. I think all of us have. But I'm telling you something, that God is not the one causing tragedy. He's the one coming to help you through the tragedies of this life. As one minister said, he's come down and walked through the bomb site, walked through the rubble of the bomb site looking for you, because he loves you like a father loves. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. He came to do good. The Bible says Jesus came to do good. He came to do good, and he came to heal all those oppressed by the devil. Years ago, I was living in Virginia Beach, and I received a call from a family member of mine. He was a cousin of mine who I used to party with back in the days before I knew Christ. And he called me, and he was on the phone, and he was drunk. And I knew he was drunk, and I tried to talk to him and tried to show my love for him. Then a little later, we had another conversation. And I told him, I said, what you need to do is you need to come visit me in Virginia Beach. He was living in Iowa. He had burned through so much money and so much trust with his family that they wouldn't give him a car to drive to see me. They wouldn't buy a plane ticket for him, but they put him on a Greyhound bus all the way from Iowa to Norfolk, Virginia. I think it was something like a 20-hour ride by the time they made all the stops. And I picked him up that night in Norfolk, and he was a shell of a young man I used to know. He was 30 years old and dying with cirrhosis of the liver. He had let alcohol take control of his life and just absolutely strip him of all dignity, strip him of health, and strip him of any hope for the future. Well, I said, man, here's the deal. We go to church every night. We pray every day at noon. That's going to be the schedule. So the next day we went to prayer, and then he went to church with me that night. He knew nothing of it, but yet when an altar call was given, he marched down to the front and gave his life to Jesus Christ. On that night, he became sober. On that night, he became a new citizen in the kingdom of heaven. God started rebuilding dignity in his life. God started rebuilding hope in his life. He went on and was healed. He went on and got married. He went on and had a child. He is still living to this day back in the state of Iowa. That's what my Jesus can do, because he comes to do good to all those who are oppressed. That's the good news. Come on, that's the good news, church. And then Peter goes on and he said that they killed Jesus by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him up on the third day. The good news of the gospel is Jesus came to die for us, but he didn't stay dead. He didn't stay in the tomb, but he came out conquering death, hell, the grave, and he came victoriously out of that tomb. And Paul said, by the resurrection of the dead, he was declared to be the Son of God with power. Hallelujah. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The reason we're here today is because Jesus has risen from the dead. The reason we have hope is because Jesus has risen from the dead. The reason I have hope for life after this is because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Listen, Elizabeth City, there is a risen Savior. There's hope beyond this life. There's a new life in front of you. Hallelujah. And it's through the person of Jesus Christ. Can somebody shout a great hallelujah out here? The final point of the gospel message was, he said, whoever believes in him, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. The open door to new life is to believe in Jesus Christ. The open door is to believe. You're saying, why did God design it that way? I don't know. It's just his plan. If you want to walk through the door of hope, walk through the door of eternal life, you have to open the door of your heart and believe in him. And that term believe means you adhere to, you trust in, you rely on, and you give yourself over to. You surrender your life to him. Jesus told Martha, he said, anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Anyone who believes in me will never, ever die. He didn't mean you would never face physical death. All of us will face physical death unless the Lord returns first. But he meant that there's no more spiritual death. That if you believe in him, spiritual death is over. Judgment has been lifted from your life, and God has come and given you a new life. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I remember a few years ago, we were in our church in Elizabeth City, and we were having a special revival meeting one night. And there was two young guys who came into the meeting I didn't recognize. They sat in the church service. At the end of the service, I went back and talked to them. And they said, listen, Pastor, we were looking for another church and got lost and didn't find it, but we stumbled upon your church. And we just happened to come in and we loved the service. And one guy looked at me and he said, I'm a former rock star. And I thought, yeah, sure you are. Well, me and the evangelist looked this guy up online afterwards. And he was a legit rock star. He played for a band called Pop Evil. He was their lead guitarist. He had given his heart to Jesus and had gotten saved. And was in Bible college up north and had stumbled into our church. And I read about his testimony later that his band was exploding. They were opening up for acts like Judas Priest and the great rock bands of the day. And he said that we were on a trajectory of stardom. I was having all the alcohol, all the drugs, all the women I wanted. But he said it didn't satisfy something in my heart. Even though I had everything I wanted, it wasn't satisfying a longing in my heart. And he said, so I prayed with a preacher and I accepted Christ into my life. I called my family. And I said, listen, I've accepted Jesus, and I'm quitting this rock band. And his family got mad at him. And they said, son, you don't know what you're doing. You've got a career in front of you. And so he said, because of the guilt my family placed on me, I went back to the rock scene, went back to the alcohol, went back to the women, went back to that scene. And he said, but he still wanted to serve God. And he said, one night the Lord gave him a passage of scripture. And it was in Mark chapter 9, where Jesus cast a demonic spirit out of a young boy. And he thought, Lord, why are you showing me this? Am I the one with the spirits? And then he said he and his brother sat down one night and had a Ouija board. And they opened up the Ouija board and they started playing with the Ouija board. And he said a manifested presence came out of that board and entered into his brother. And his brother started trembling and shaking and started manifesting. And he said, I knew why God had given me that scripture then. And I turned around and laid hands on my brother and cast a demon spirit out of him and surrendered my life fully to Jesus Christ and never went back to my former way of living. Left and went back to Bible college. Come on. Jesus can turn your life around. There's good news. You don't have to live the way you've been living. You don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live with anxiety. You don't have to live with trouble about tomorrow. You don't have to live with guilt of the past. You can be saved this morning. Jesus Christ saves anyone who comes to Him by faith. God is not picking and choosing. Jesus has come to save the world from sin. Hallelujah. Hear me, Elizabeth City. God loves you like nobody's ever loved you. He's come and given everything like nobody's ever given for you. Jesus is real this morning, and He's for you. If you believe it, give Him a shout.
Hey, it's such an honor to have you join us for service. I pray the word was a blessing to you, and I pray you avail yourselves to the resources we have online. And if you're ever in the Elizabeth City area, or I mean Outer Banks or Tidewater, Virginia, make the drive. Come visit us one Sunday. We would love to welcome you here, and you can experience this yourself. As one man used to say, can't be explained, can only be experienced. There's some truth into that. Anyhow, thank you for watching. I pray the Lord will bless you and that you grow in your faith and fulfill the call that God has on your life. We here at Fountain of Life love you.